Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family. AHOP TV empowers believers with spirit-inspired messages and strategic equipping that accelerates your spiritual growth. You can subscribe to stream weekly content from Awakening House of Prayer, conferences, and other exclusive content to stir your hunger and encourage your heart. Visit us online at ahop.tv. Welcome to Accelerate, the official podcast of the Ignite Prophetic Network. I hope this audio equips and inspires you to move deeper into the prophetic with greater accuracy and greater passion. Claire here with you, senior leader of the Awakening House of Prayer, founder of the Ignite Prophetic Network. We're expanding lighthouses, companies of prophets, companies of seers, all there at ignitenow.org. You know, for many, many years, many of you have been following my ministry, and you know that I have a heart for the pure prophetic. You know that my reputation is one for integrity in the prophetic, for dropping a plumb line in the prophetic, for teaching with grace and calling out mistakes with love in the prophetic. And so today I want to sort of sound the alarm about false prophets. We know there's a showdown coming at Mount Carmel. When I was very, very, very young in the prophetic, the Lord gave me this revelation of this showdown that is coming. And I wrote an article about it, my gosh, 15 years ago for a magazine I was editing, not Charisma, but another. And I wrote this article, very bold, very strong article about the showdown at Mount Carmel. This is going to be a showdown between the true and the false. Unfortunately, in this hour, hear me now, saints, in the body of Christ, we're seeing showdowns between the true and the true. We're seeing rivalry between the true and the true. We're seeing witchcraft released between the true and the true. Shocking. I don't comprehend it. We're a body of Christ, yet many in different prophetic camps are fighting and devouring one another. I guess I should not be surprised. But there is coming a time and a season when there will be a prophetic showdown. How do you recognize these false prophets? Listen. There's a difference between disagreeing with someone's prophetic perspective and recognizing an absolute false prophet. There's a difference between someone that you just don't seem to enjoy their anointing or their flow, their grace. It's just not your method of receiving. You know, everybody has their sort of favorite, although we're not supposed to have favorites. Everyone sort of has their favorite ministry or the voice they're attracted to, the voice that speaks to them. You know, and they might not enjoy other voices as much. And that's normal, that's natural. But there's a difference between just not liking a certain prophetic flow or expression and an absolute false prophet. There are three kinds of prophets in the Bible. That's all there are. 1, 2, 3. And the word prophet is used for all of them. But there's a distinguishing descriptor for these three types of prophets. Number one are Jezebel's prophets. You see that in 2 Kings. There were these prophets that ate at Jezebel's table. Those are Jezebel's prophets, Jezebelic prophets, and the prophets of Jezebel, number one, the prophets of Baal, number two, they also ate at Jezebel's table. The prophets of Baal, the prophets of Jezebel, these were prophets that worked for King Ahab and Jezebel and others. They were roaming around like roaring lions, seeking to devour people, whitewashed tombs full of dead men's bones, saying peace when there's no peace, false dreams, lying visions. We see this all throughout Jeremiah's day, the weeping prophet being confronted by a false prophet, and no one knew who was right until the truth came out. Listen, the truth will always come out. And in this season, the false prophets are attacking the true prophets just ad nauseum. It is disturbing to me. You've got true prophets attacking each other because they don't like the flow. Lay it down, my brothers, my sisters. Seriously, we have enough trouble with the false prophets without true prophets who have petty minor disagreements turning on each other. We need to stand together. Jesus said, false prophets will arise and deceive many. And so at the time, it's like this perfect enemy distraction. At this time when false prophets are gaining a foothold, false prophets are gaining a stronghold in the church, and we'll talk about those in a minute, you're seeing true people who love the Lord, who are just in these disagreements. It needs to stop. We need to band together to sound the alarm against the false prophets instead of allowing all this petty strife to manifest between people who just don't agree. All right, that's enough of that. We see here in 1 John 4:1, and I'm reading out of the New Living Translation, "Dear friends, do not believe everyone who claims to speak by the Spirit. You must test them to see if the spirit they have comes from God, for there are many false prophets in the world." See, this always really speaks to me, because we wouldn't have to test prophecy to the degree we do if there weren't so many false prophets. It says, another translation says, "Beloved, test the spirits to see if they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world." So we have to do all this testing, all this judging, because of the degree of the falseness that we see. This is not new. Again, we saw this in Jeremiah's day. We see this all throughout the Old Testament, false prophets. But we must test everything and hold fast to that which is good according to 1 Thessalonians, because of the false prophets and because true prophets can miss it. And the prophecy you don't judge is the prophecy that can derail your life. But how do we recognize these false prophets? I've got a deep, deep, deep teaching on this, but I'm going to share just a few ways today in the time that we have. I want to remind you, I am launching the School of the Prophetic in the fall. And right now, there's a summer sale on schoolofthespirit.tv. You can go there, enter the code SUMMERSALE this week only, and get 20% off anything there in the school. Let's get on with this. Three types of prophets. I talked about that. Baal is a god of divination. Jezebel, a spirit of seduction. And so we'll talk about just, I'm going to pick three of them. I might do a follow-up. I'm going to do three of them. You'll notice that a lot of these characteristics in my teachings, they line up with works of the flesh. False prophets are fleshly. False prophets are carnal. I met a false prophet in the flesh, not just who was operating with us, but I mean, I met one face to face. I was at a conference, and this prophet claimed money miracles, and I believe, and listen, I believe in money miracles. I've had $100 bills show up in my wallet in a time of crisis when I was stuck on the side of the road in the rain, broken down car, no gas, no money, no food, nowhere to stay, and you know, praying to God and have $100 bill show up in my. I know money miracles are true, but this joker was just pumping 40 minutes on this money miracle stuff, and guess what? Nobody got a money miracle. They checked their bank accounts. They checked their purse. I mean, it is a bad scene out there with the money prophets. There's a particular prophet, a young man who looks blinged out. I'm going to do a Facebook video absolutely calling him to the carpet and naming his name, because he is despicable in the eyes of the Lord with this constant pimping for money. Almost everything. You know who I'm talking to if you're watching me, and I break your curses in advance. And I send curses back to the sender in Jesus' name. But this young guy is just, I can't remember his name now, or I tell you, he is absolutely, almost every video he makes is about money. So all he talks about is money. Now, Jesus talked about money more than everything else. Yeah, not like this, though. That's all he talks about. It's one thing about, you know, talking about it a lot, another thing, that's all you talk about. And I'm going to call him out, because he's operating in a dangerous deception, and he needs to be saved. So I can't find out who's accountable to. And that's one sign of a false prophet that we will not get into, is accountability. But many of these false prophets, they're walking in the flesh. And they attract demons who then empower these fleshly behaviors. Let me read this to you, Galatians 5:16-25. "I say then, walk in the Spirit." Now, if you're a prophet or prophetic person, well, dear God, you better be walking in the Spirit. "Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are revealed, which are these: adultery, sexual immorality, impurity, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, strife, jealousy, shall I go on? Rage, selfishness, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. I warn you, as I previously warned you, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, joy, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, kindness, self-control, against which there is no law. And then Jesus said, Matthew 7:15-16, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are like ravenous wolves. I believe their conscience is seared like a hot iron in hypocrisy. Now, here is three signs. I'm going to skip the one. I'm going to move on to the number two in my teaching. Savvy seduction, what I call savvy seduction. You know, right now what we're seeing in the body of Christ, we've seen it since William Branham's day. It is a phenomenon I call hero worship. Sometimes it's not the preacher's fault. I read an article many years ago about rock star preachers that have become idols. And many times it's not the preacher's fault. You know, if my congregation begins hero worship for me, I'm going to shut it down. But there's this, you know, satellite TV and social media, and there's these people that just absolutely fight. You know, it's as if the preacher can do no wrong. They can be called out. One of them was, I won't call his name, called out in sin, caught stealing other people's prophetic words, and absolutely people will still defend him and curse you if you say he did wrong. And this is a real phenomenon of hero worship. And this comes out of the realm many times, not always, but many times of Jezebel. If the leader, if the prophet is not shutting down this hero worship, is not pointing people to Jesus, they're operating in a Jezebelic spirit. Jezebel is a spirit of seduction. A spirit of seduction, seducing people, leading them into idolatry, leading them into immorality, Revelation 2 and verse 20. Jesus said, for false Christs and false prophets shall arise and show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. Mark 13:22. See, let me just go back to what I was saying. William Branham, many of his groupies, you know, they thought that he was Elijah, and they still gather on his gravesite at certain times, at certain anniversaries, thinking he's going to raise from the dead. This is hero worship at the extreme. But we have this social media famous stuff going on where people are social media famous and they'll get 100,000 views on their Facebook video, but they're operating in the spirit of seduction. And there's a spirit, many times there's a spirit of seduction on them. And it's just like mesmerizing. It's like so charismatic that you would never know what was going on behind the scenes, but yet they are seducing people with this demonic charisma. Now there's a natural charisma and there's a demonic charisma. And if you don't discern, look in people's eyes. Listen, look at people's eyes. Now, if they're exhausted or they're sick, their eyes might be dim, but look in their eyes. The eyes are the windows. People get these squinty eyes when they become, or they'll get these bulging eyes. I'm telling you, look at the eyes. Now, maybe that's their natural demeanor. Don't take everything I say out of context here. But look at their eyes. Do they look angry and mean all the time? Or do they smile? Are they always bashing? And you know, there's a difference between warning and bashing. There's a difference between sounding the alarm and bashing. So we've got to be very careful with that. Seduction is part of Jezebel's deception. Jezebel's prophets in particular operate in this field. They'll flatter you. Oh, Jezebel's prophets work in flattery. They'll prophesy smooth, flattering words. Everybody's got this new mantle. Everybody's got this new calling. Everybody, it is all the words of knowledge seem to be just stuff that just puffs people up. And I've had so many people come to me, and I'm all for releasing mantles, don't get me wrong, but I've had so many people come to me and tell me, well, I'm a prophet. And I'm like, well, who told you that? Well, you know, so-and-so, Apostle so-and-so at this conference. Well, what does your pastor say about this? Well, they said it was wrong, but I believe this other guy or this other girl, so that you're no longer submitted to your pastor because some itinerant minister prophesied that you're a prophet. There's no evidence of being a prophet in your life. There's something wrong with that. So these false prophets are out there deceiving people for greedy gain. That leads me to the next one. We might only get through two. The Bible says the love of money is a root of all evil. We're talking about merchandising the saints. Now, there's a difference between charging for a webinar. Equipment costs money. The workman is worthy of his hire. Things do, staff cost money. Buildings cost money. AC costs money. Electric costs money. Internet service, these things cost money. But there's a difference between someone who is just pounding the money card all the time. False prophets are usually associated with merchandising the saints. Fleecing the sheep is what I call it. They market false miracles, offer manipulative prophetic words, and fabricate testimonies to get money out of their pockets. I wonder sometimes when these people are sharing these testimonies if they're making it up, really. I just wonder sometimes if it's not fabricated. Some stuff I hear and it doesn't hit my spirit right. And listen, I believe in absolute wild and crazy miracles, but sometimes I wonder, you know, if it's not bearing witness with your spirit, let that be a red flag for you. Don't sow into something out of hype. Don't sow into something out of emotionalism. Don't sow because you're under compulsion to give, because you're being beaten over the head. You know, many pastors, they'll just linger until, you know, they won't come off the offer until they raise every penny they wanted to raise. And they'll, you know, have all kind of gimmicks and schemes to make it happen and pressure. Don't allow that. Don't allow yourself to be pressured to give. We see false prophets merchandising people in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Micah 3 and 11, her leaders judge for a bribe, her priests teach for a price, and her prophets practice divination for money. How about that? In 2 Peter 2, 1 and 3, but there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who brought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves. Listen, and many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. Listen, and in their greed, they will exploit you with deceptive words. Listen, we've got to judge prophecy. And I'll touch on this quickly here. The third thing is they're not accountable. False prophets don't make themselves accountable. If they're accountable, they're accountable to someone else who's also false, who is also believing error, who is also wrapped up in lies, who is also, you know, propagating, doctrines of demons. So if you're submitted to someone else who's also in error, that's not true. You need to be submitted to someone who will correct you, who will, you know, teach you, instruct you, rebuke you if you need it. You know, if I'm falling into sin, if I'm propagating false prophecies or something, if I'm deceived, I want to be corrected. It's why I've aligned myself with so many of the generals who can speak into my life in the body of Christ. You know, if you're aligning with someone, make sure they're aligned with someone that has integrity, not just who's social media famous. I'm telling you, the social media famous thing needs a whole blog, a whole vlog, a whole Facebook Live and a Periscope of its own, because people are gaining such fast credibility because of Facebook, and they don't have any real accountability. You don't know what's going on in their life. There's no relationship. And so this very much concerns me in the age when false prophets are rising. I believe one way that they're rising is through the internet, through media, because the enemy has a stronghold in that media mountain. And we need to be very careful that, you know, we don't let some, you know, I believe in the nameless, faceless generation, but you should have some, you know, some pastor, someone who can tell you no. So one of the issues with false prophets, I think part of the reason how they became false or how they become, because I don't believe false prophets start off as false prophets. I believe that if they were a prophet, they were led astray. And many times it's because of a rebellion or an aversion to accountability. So one time this guy wanted to be in charisma, and he said he's got all these signs and wonders and all these things. And it was so overkill, so self-grandizing that I told my young reporter, I said, you know, ask him who his spiritual father is, because, you know, he's doing a lot of boasting here and he's making a lot of claims here. Who's his daddy? Who's his mama? And he got so offended, my goodness, when he was asked who he submitted to. So offended. And I'm like, well, there you go. You know, I understand people sometimes are in between coverings. They've left a toxic place and they haven't landed in a safe. I get that. But if you get that offended, there is a problem. All he had to do was say, well, you know, I left this place and have a something, but to get so offended and began to slam and curse. And so not a good scene, not a good issue. And so, you know, no one should be offended if you ask who you're aligned with. And that we offer alignment through the Ignite Network. for that reason. I don't just align with anybody and everybody. Okay. Some people you can give $39.99 and you can buy a daddy, you can buy a mother, you can buy a certificate that says you're an apostle, even if you're not. We don't do that at Ignite. What we do is train people. So if you want to be part of a pre-prophetic community, go to ignitenow.org, check out the company of the seers, the prophets, the lighthouses, the Caleb company, the company of scribes. Go check that all out. And if you want like true prophetic training, like courses, not just like a network fellowship, but courses, go to schoolofthespirit.tv and enroll in the School of the Prophetic. This week only, I don't know when some of you watch this video later, it'll already be over. This week only, there's a summer sale on everything on School of the Spirit. There's a School of Warfare, School of the Seers, Prayer Mentoring Intercession, defeating marine demons, building dreams. It's all there, schoolofthespirit.tv. Right now, there's a special code that you can use, going to expire on midnight Sunday, the 19th of August, and that is Summer Sale. Just go to the where it says enter the code, Summer Sale. Summer Sale, and you'll get 20% off anything that you sign up for at the School of the Spirit. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. I want to pray. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you help us to discern false prophets. God, help us to discern the operations of wicked, evil people who set out to deceive. Lord, help us to discern between the true one who merely missed it and the false one who set out to deceive. Help us discern between true charisma that comes from your spirit and that spirit of seduction, that demonic charisma. Help us, Lord, to be careful who we walk with, knowing that wrong alignments will trickle down upon us and hinder our own true prophetic flow. And I just pray for all those out there who want to go deeper in the prophetic, and I just ask you, Lord, to help them to stir up the gift on the inside of them, school their gift, train their gift, exercise their gift in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. I'll be back with you soon.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you want more information on Ignite, including the Company of Seers, the Lighthouses, the Company of Scribes, and everything we have to offer, visit ignitenow.org. That's ignitenow.org.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.